With just one poll left to be counted in each Wellington County riding, preliminary data is showing voter turnout is down slightly over the previous election. Wellington Halton Hills as of Tuesday afternoon, Elections Canada data shows 239 of 240 polls have reported for Wellington Halton Hills. Voter turnout for the riding was lower according to Elections Canada data, with 64% turnout of eligible voters compared to 70% in 2019. Voter turnout does not include electors who registered on election day. Longtime Conservative MP Michael Chong won with 33,918 votes, or 52%, up about 5% but under 1,000 votes compared to 2019. Liberal Melanie Lang was behind Chong with 27% or 17,343 votes, which was a marginal dip percentage-wise but represented more than 2,000 votes less for the party than the previous election. Noor Jahangir, NDP candidate, increased the vote share by 2% and around 400 votes with a total of 6,812. Syl Carroll, PPC, made some gains with 7% or 4,247 votes, well over double the amount of votes he received in 2019. The Green Party of Canada took the biggest hit, with Ran Zhu receiving 4% or 2,504 votes. The previous candidate Ralph Martin received nearly 9,000 votes and the party placed third in the riding. Perth Wellington. In Perth Wellington, 204 of 205 polls have reported results as of Tuesday afternoon. Preliminary data shows voter turnout was down slightly in this riding as well by around 2,000 voters or 4%. Incumbent John Nader of the Conservative Party was given a third term in short order, capturing 49% or 26,135 votes, up slightly by 500 voters over the previous election. Second place Liberal Party's vote share dipped by 2,000 votes, with Brendan Knight receiving 12,876 or 24%. NDP was up nearly 1,000 or 3 percentage points over 2019 as Kevin Kretschkiewicz received 9,097 votes or 17%. The PPC made a huge leap in this riding, with Wayne Baker taking nearly 10% of the vote share or 5,277 votes. In 2019, Roger Fuhrer had under 1,000 votes. The Green Party of Canada did not have a candidate in the riding this election, although they previously did in 2019, where they received nearly 9% of the vote share. The Christian Heritage Party also did not run a candidate as they had in 2019.